18 minutes after 9 o'clock, 50 degrees right now, partly cloudy, what we're looking at on this Wednesday edition, September 13th, and every Wednesday, got to check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about something today that I know is familiar to a lot of people, myself included. We're talking today about knee pain. What can you tell us about this, Rizzy?
Yeah, so obviously there's many different types of knee pain. You can have the inside of your knee painful. You can have the front of your knee painful. You can have the outside. But today we're going to talk about the front of the knee or right under the kneecap pain, and that is called patellofemoral pain syndrome. And basically it is the underside of your kneecap that is pushing and putting pressure down on the femur, which is your thigh bone, putting that pressure down on that femur, and it kind of breaks up some of that cartilage that sits underneath between the femur and the kneecap. And when that, it can cause pain. And due to a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's our quads are too tight because our quad muscle runs from our hip down to the front of the knee, but then it turns into a tendon that when it goes over the kneecap. And when that muscle is too tight, it puts pressure on that kneecap, pushing that tendon down into the front of the knee. And we can get that pain. What we try to work on when we get this referral is first we got to try to figure out what is actually going on. And so getting rid of swelling, helping get rid of that tightness. So we'll use a lot of tools like your iStem tools to help break up that tissue. We can use dry needling. We can use combo, which is ultrasound and eStem, to help just kind of get the pain receptors. Once the pain is down, then we want to try to focus on how can we improve the strength and stability in that leg so that you don't come back and see us later on in time for the same pain.
Rizzy, let me ask you this question. Is this kind of common in older adults, or is there any kind of age specificity to this, or is it does this kind of encompass all age groups?
It kind of encompasses all age groups, but it can be with elderly because we tend to sit more, or all we do is we sit and we stand up and walk forward. We do everything in a forward motion. Mm-hmm. So our quads tend to get overused almost. And then also in adolescent girls, girls kind of hit that growth spurt early on, and so their kneecap doesn't sit in the right position, and their muscles aren't strong enough to hold it in the correct position. And so sometimes it's an imbalance of muscles with positioning due to that big growth in female athletes, too, as well. So that's where we tend to see a lot more of it.
So it does span pretty much all age groups. This is fascinating stuff, Rizzy. If people want to know more about knee pain, if they're experiencing this, if they're looking for treatment, what is your number at OSPTI?
641-7725. And then check out our Facebook page. I'll have something up on our Facebook page as well.
Rizzy, always great to talk with you each and every Wednesday. You have a great rest of the week. We'll touch base next week, okay?
You as well. Thank
All right.
you.
That is Rizzy at OSPTI. We're talking knee pain today. We talk with our friends at OSPTI every Wednesday at this time. Hear the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.